Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have with us Professor Richard Conroy, Chairman of Conroy Gold and Natural Resources, which is listed on the AIM market. Morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning to you, Robert. How are you?
Very good, thank you. You recently made an announcement about the new gold outcrop at Clontibret. Do you think you can give us a bit more information about this announcement?
Well, it's a very exciting announcement for us. Because as I think you know, we already have a 500,000 ounce JORC resource in one part of the overall Clontibret situation. And we've been seeing some very good results in another area nearby called Corkiskie. And this prospecting has shown some excellent gold results about halfway between the two, suggesting strongly that they're actually connected up together. And of course, this will be tremendously positive and encouraging as we move up in our actual amount of resources in the Clontibret area. So we're really very excited by it. It's a most positive development.
Okay, and at the moment for that, you're in the prospecting phase. Is that correct?
Yes, this is the prospecting phase there at Clontibret, where we've built up the JORC resource. That's obviously been done by drilling, and in Corkiskie we've done some drilling and also some trenching, which has shown very good results, and the fact that the two of them may be joined together, which is strongly suggested by these prospecting results, of course enormously important. We're looking at a situation in which in Clontibret, of course, we have already outlined plans for an open pit development there, and any additional ounces would be very welcome. And in the prospecting, this has been gold results from samples beside the stream. So yet again, it's coming to the surface, just as the gold does in Clontibret and Corkiskie, and that, of course, suggests strongly the economic and practical possibility of a standard open pit mine, which could be quite a large one.
Yeah.
So we're very pleased with these results.
I can imagine. So so with the prospecting phase, how long is that going to go on for? Now you've made a discovery. You're going to continue to do that?
Well, we'll be following that up with more detailed work, with trenching, sampling, and then I don't doubt in due course drilling, and seeing do the structures actually directly connect seems very likely, but that will be confirmed by the work that we'll be doing in the coming time by trenching and drilling and so on. So that's basically the follow up. But the main thing is that there's obviously a connection between the two areas, and that's a tremendous importance, both from the point of view of the number of gold ounces present and the potential for their development. So it's there'll be a lot of work to do, but it'll be very nice work. We'll be looking forward to it.
So with getting to that next phase, I mean, what is it for people who don't understand mining and all that? Are we talking lots of red tape?
Well, of course, there are a lot of permits, a lot of red tape that one has to go through. I think we're the one Irish group which has actually brought in a mine before, so we've been around the course, as it were. And from the very beginning in our work, we always bear in mind that the ultimate objective, if you're fortunate enough to be successful, as we have been, is to bring in a mine. And so, therefore, we're always taking that into account in all the work we do. For example, when we're even taking a soil sample, we'll always check with the owner of the land. We'll make sure that the land is returned to its previous condition. And as it so happened, the previous mine that we had, that was one at Galmoy, zinc mine, it's actually quoted now in the textbooks as an example of an environmentally acceptable modern mine. And that's the sort of standard we'll be looking at. So we're very familiar with the processes involved and the requirements, and we'll certainly be fully fulfilling them, and at the same time bringing in an economic mine.
Okay, and it's good that you're familiar with the process, because one of the
questions, yes, it helps.
It does. One of the questions usually most investors will then ask is, what are the timescales that you're looking at with this? I mean, are you able to elaborate a bit there?
Well, if we only had the sort of the ounces in Slant Tibbert, and even with 500,000 ounces, of course, you could bring in quite a reasonable open pit mine, and the ore actually comes to the surface. And we're only at the moment drilling down to a maximum of about 200, just over 200 meters. There's possibly a great deal more at a lower level, and that would be more in the nature of an underground mine. But for the moment, we're looking at something that is likely to be open pitable, which is a very straightforward operation indeed. But you still have to do it to the highest standards. And so it's certainly a very positive state to be in. However, we're not just looking at 500,000 ounces, or not even just looking at the amounts that may be there in Corkiskie, which the recent results suggest could be very good. We're actually in the overall area of Clontibret, Glenish, and Playlake. We already have the 500,000 ounces of JORC, but we've also done an exploration target. That's not a resource, but is an estimate of what might be present in terms of exploration potential. And when you do that, in addition to the 500,000 ounces, you're probably looking at up to about, or possibly more than 8 to 9 million ounces. So you're really looking at, even in world industry terms, something which could be of quite serious significance. So we're making a lot of progress. And I think it's not just going to be a question of one mine, but probably of several miles onto the in the general area. But that's all for the future.
Of course, you could say in some ways Christmas has come early a bit for you with the
Well, we're very very happy with the results, I must say.
Right. There was the other announcement that came after this to do with Clay Lake. Can you give us a bit more insight into that?
Yes, Clay Lake is a very large area to the northeast of Clontibret. We've done a certain amount of done a lot of sampling in it. We know that it's a very considerable extent, bigger, in fact, in surface extent than Clontibret is. But we've also done trenching, and this has given us some very good results, and drilling also with excellent results. And recently, what we were doing was a fairly long hole because we wanted to test the continuity in the mineralization, and we'd already seen a 100 meter intersection, so it was to see could we replicate that in a sense with another long intersection at a slightly different position, and we've done so, and got two things out of it. One, we were able to replicate a long intersection of just over 50 meters. But the other thing was we ran the hole down a bit deeper than we usually do, and were able to show gold at deeper depths. And this, of course, means that the overall potential for a large volume is very much enhanced. So we were very well pleased with those results. They add to the overall pattern that I was just talking about, the potential for several million ounces in the Glenish Clontibret Clay Lake area, which is in the northeastern part of our license area in Ireland. So it adds yet another, as it were, positive result. They're really coming together over this year. We had some very, very good drilling results at Clontibret. We have these good results coming in from Clay Lake. And as we were just discussing, the interconnection between Corkiskie and Clontibret. So it's very, 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 very positive, very good. We're delighted with it. A lot more work to be done, but it's certainly coming up very well.
That's definitely a lot of work there lining up for you and going into next year.
Indeed. Very much so.
Richard, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll obviously keep an eye on how you progress, and for the investors, I'm sure that there's going to be lots of more follow-ups that will be coming up in the next few weeks and months.
Indeed. I look forward to that and to talking to you again. And thank you very much, Robert.
No problem. Thanks very much, Richard. Bye.
All the best. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.